May Bumps. Cam FM.
And now we're going live to the Riverside with Tim O'Brien. Hello, Tim.
Hi, Emma. So, yes, you join us for the Women's One Division. We're going to skip the rundown because the cannon's just gone. We're going to throw straight down to Susanna, who's down on first post corner. Susanna, what can you see down there? Have we got Susanna down on first post corner?
Hi, Tim. Unfortunately, we haven't managed to connect to Susanna.
Susanna, so we're going to throw to Rob on grassy corner. Rob, what can you see?
A grassy corner. I can see Claire W1 coming straight past me. Maybe down half a length or downing W1, who are looking very strong. Claire W1 taking a very good tight line, though. After them is Jesus W1, who look like they might just be about to bump. Emma, I may be under a quarter of a length, very close to making the bump. It's very exciting here. Jesus W1 working really hard to try and hold them off now. I think Emma might just have them though as they come out of the corner. What can you see, Tim?
So yeah, I've got Claire W1 at the front. They are a length and a half ahead of Downing W1, looking really strong. It looks like they might hold this for a little bit longer, although the gap is closing. There's maybe a length in it between the two boats at the top of this division. Claire W1 and Downing W1 are length in it as they go past the Plough Pub. They're gaining on Claire there. Downing gaining on Claire. Behind them, there's overlap between Jesus and Emmanuel. Overlap, and the hand is up right in front of me. You hear the cheers from the Emmanuel crew. They've just bumped Jesus W1. Emmanuel W1 just bumping Jesus W1. Now, behind them, we've got Keys W1 going past them with a huge Rob. Amount of water behind Keys W1. So, Rob, over to you.
I can just see in the distance over by first post corner. I think Lady Margaret and Christ W1 have bumped out. So, Lady Margaret have gone up one. And I can just see Queens W1 racing past now with what looks like Ian Middleton, Boat Race Cox. Who has some experience of making bumps from the boat race.
Excellent. So Newnham now coming past the Plough Pub with first and third hot on their tail. There's maybe a quarter of a length in it. They're going to be overlapping shortly, I imagine. That's going to be one to watch as they go around into long reach. Behind that, we've got a very large gap. I tell you what, we've got Olivia up on long reach. Olivia, what can you see up there? Or Rob, even. Rob on grassy corner.
Yeah, so Peterhouse W1 come past with Cats W1 just ahead of them. They've got them down to half a length now. Peterhouse taking a very good line round the corner. Olivia, what can you see?
I'm up on long reach here. Claire's still going, but it's looking very tight. Downing. Downing have bumped Claire. They've conceded. Now they're just moving off to the side. Have been bumped by Downing. Over to you.
Okay, so Tim. By the Plough Pub, more excitement here. Looks like this is the place where all the action's happening today. St. Cats with Peterhouse, a canvas behind them. It looks like this has got to be a bump. I'm going to stay here and watch this. I'm going to run up the river and chase it. So Peterhouse, hot on the tail of St. Cats. It looks like there could be a bump here. We're just waiting for the arm to get raised. Although they're moving away. The gap has closed, but now they're moving away. No, I think this is it. I think Peterhouse will have overlapped there. Enough with St. Cats. As I look down into the distance, I'm looking for the arm. But they're holding off. They're holding off as they go round into the long reach. It looks like they've actually escaped the bump for now. That's going to be one for the long reach. So that's incredibly close there between Peterhouse W1 and St. Cats W1. Behind them, we've got a gap with Trinity Hall and Girton. So I imagine there was a bump early on, but I can't confirm that. We do have Churchill W1 about a length ahead of Selwyn W1. Now, on the long reach, Olivia, can you tell me, have Peterhouse managed to bump St. Cats?
I have not seen them go past yet, but actually I've just seen Newnham, they have been bumped by first and third. Keys have cruised by. No one's stressing them. I think they're going to reach the end. And now I can see Christ coming up completely. Queens. Queens are coming up to long reach and no one is near them. Back to you, Tim.
Okay, so this is where we are so far. While they go around the long reach, we've got Claire being bumped at the top by Downing. We've got Jesus being bumped by Emma. We've got Keys W1 rowing over so far. Newnham W1 first and third bump. Pembroke, it looks like Pembroke may row over there. Christ and Lady Margaret having the bump. Queen's also rowing over. By now, though, Olivia, you should be able to see Peterhouse and St. Cat. Has that turned into a bump?
Susanna.
Olivia. Susanna, then, over at first post corner. Susanna, what can you see?
I can see Girton with foliage, so there has been a bump with Trinity Hall and Girton.
Excellent, thank you very
Girton,
much. So, sorry, just over on the long reach, can we find out what happened with Peterhouse? Did they bump on St. Cat's in the end? Did Peterhouse bump on St. Cat's? Oh, they did.
I just think they did. Right, Olivia.
Okay.
I've just been told by an umpire they did.
Sorry, over to you, Olivia.
Okay. Chancellor are storming past on the long reach at the moment with Selwyn there about a length and a half away from them, but they're catching up very slowly. They're looking strong. It's going to be a tough one, I think.
So do we think that's going to be a bump, Olivia?
I don't know. I think they're staying quite even at the moment. There's at least a length in it at the moment, but it's edging quite slowly back. Anything happening with you, Tim?
Yes, so I'm going to give you a quick rundown of what we think happened there. Remember, these are preliminary results. So it looks like at the top, Claire W1 were bumped by Downing W1. Underneath that, it looks like Jesus W1 bumped by Emma W1. Keys W1 looked to row over. Newnham W1 bumped by first and third W1. Pembroke W1 rowing over. Christ W1 bumped by Lady Margaret W1. Queen's W1 rowing over. St. Cat's W1 bumped by Peterhouse W1. Trinity Hall W1 bumped by Girton W1. And then Churchill and Selwyn, as they go down the long reach, there's a length in it. We can't call that yet. As it stands, it looks like it could be a row over unless Selwyn managed to catch up. And then the sandwich boat at the bottom, King's W1, comfortably rowing over. Now, I think that's our preliminary results for now. I think we'll throw back to you in the studio. Olivia's going to cycle up and get the final results confirmed for you shortly.
Okay, great.
But back to you in the studio.
EY have roles available in tax, corporate finance, assurance and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. EY, proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on Cam FM.
Hello, okay, so at the top, Claire were bumped by Downing, Jesus were bumped by Emmanuel, Keys rode over, no one was threatening them, Newnham, I'm sorry, Emma were bumped by first and third, Pembroke were bumped by Christ, and Lady Margaret were then given a technical row over, there was no way they could get out of the way, Queen's rode over, St. Cat's were bumped by Peterhouse, Tit Hall were bumped by Girton, Churchill, Selwyn and King's Sandwich Boat, they all rowed over. Back to the studio.
Oh, excellent. So, Olivia, it's the first time we've had this technical row over today. Could you explain to me what it is?
So I think they were rowing absolutely fine, and then Pembroke and Christ. So Christ had bumped Pembroke. Lady Margaret couldn't get out of the way, so they were given a technical row over because it wasn't their fault. That makes sense.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Thanks very much, Olivia. We'll get back to the song now, and then we'll get back to you for M1.
This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke, every sweep, every bump. As and when it happens on 97.2.